Welcome to the Health Tips Podcast. Health Tips Podcast is all about fitting in fitness in a busy schedule. And now beyond fitness, it's also about fashion and fun. We get back to speaking to Anaida after many months, and she has moved from fitness to spirituality to food and a whole lot more. Thank you, Atharva Marcom, India's first full-service public relations firm, with a simple tagline, we make you famous. Whether you need media management, developing your brand, or strategic media advice, you need to reach out to Atharva Marcom on 9901-742-544. And now to our conversation with Anaida. So hi, Anaida, and welcome to the show once again. You know, it's such a pleasure after all these months to have you again on the show, doing, you know, all the things that you've been doing and so many different activities. So tell us, how's the response been? You know, you moved from music to spirituality, and last time, the earlier listeners will have heard this whole long discussion of or interaction of ours about your meditation album, which was going to come out at that time. And I know it came out, and it went up on the charts, and it's doing really well. So tell us about that, and then how has it been from there into your, and now I know that there's a zone of food and spirituality. So all things sensuous, how did it happen, and what's the journey been?
The journey has been awesome. So I think once you're an artist, you try and create in all different directions of art. So the meditation album was amazing, because that particular meditation album was what we had recorded in 96. I used to make all this, as we discussed last time, for, you know, for friends, and that one just went on the charts. It was, I think, on UK iTunes charts was number 17 last year. And all of a sudden, that whole direction has become much more important and appreciated. So now the food bit took off as a fun thing originally. I was going to do a pop-up for Soda Bottle Opener Wala. And we started in Bombay, then Delhi, and now in Bangalore. And then in between that, we have already started, we started a restaurant together in Powai, in Bombay, and it's been an amazing journey. So it's all interconnected, all form of art. I didn't realize what a strong form of art it is, because people consume your art. So chefs are, of course, artists. I didn't realize it's so powerful. So it's been an amazing journey.
So how did this food come about? And I know it's about more about Iranian food. So how did this come about?
Originally, I started cooking out of desperation, because when I moved to India, there was no non-spicy food anywhere, and I can't have chilies, I get stomachache. And my mom used to practice Tebba Sonnati, which is an Iranian traditional medicine, like Ayurveda. I took a huge interest in Ayurveda myself. So over the years, I used to create dishes which is using certain ingredients with certain properties to achieve a certain result. And then the trick was how to make them tasty and how to make the cooking fast. So that's what was my passion. But when we decided to do the pop-up, they wanted to have a specific direction, and Persian food is what I'm best at, and that's why we did it, authentic Persian food. And the brand head Mohit was very much with that. When I told him I want to keep it authentic, he was like, that's the only way I want it, and he was very supportive with the whole thing. And the whole thing came about from a combined effort of everyone: Chef Hemant at Soda Bottle Opener Wala, Chef Pratap in Delhi, Chef Manbir in Bangalore. They all have been a strong part of it. And so I've taught them the dishes, we have worked out everything, and now all of a sudden, I can't understand how come nobody else did this before in India. There's so much of a shared culture and history between the two countries. There's so much similarities. There's so many Iranians. But I think nobody wanted to take the chance before. And I'm always a risk taker. If you do something, do it with passion, do it with all of yourself, and do it as authentic as you can. And the response.
So tell me about Iranian food. I mean, give us a bit of an introduction about Iranian food.
Iranian food is per se a lot less spicy. We don't use too many hot things. We do have spices, but it would be more like saffron almost goes in everything, like a cinnamon, saffron, pepper, things like that. And it's very flavorful. Now, personally, I use very little oil in my cooking. So like my halim has almost no oil. I'm serving a biryani that has no rice. There is a lot of things I'm doing with this pop-up.
So tell me about this. You know, you told me about this biryani, which actually the origins of biryani and yes. the true biryani. So how tell us some more of these secrets of Persian food, which Indians probably don't know, including the story of how the real biryani is.
Okay, so actually biryan means roast and biryani means roasted in fire. So the original dish is from a province in Iran called Isfahan. And it's only lamb minced and cooked in fire, biryan, and then put in a naan and served to you. Now the story goes, of course it came to India thousands of years ago, and the Indians are very good at Indianizing things and we kind of innovative. So the story goes that it's a king's wife, but I do believe it must have been some brilliant chef who mixed rice in it and created a wholesome meal, probably for the army or just generally. And that version became popular around the world with the name biryani, which means nothing. So the original is just lamb, but the version that is popular everywhere in the world is what Indians have done to it. But it's exciting to see also what the difference between the two and where what it was and what it has become. All this, I'm a foodie. So the pop-up that I'm doing at Soda Bottle Opener Wala, it's mainly for foodies. I was not here to, you know, please everybody. I'm really glad everyone is pleased. But the idea was to please foodies and to have something new. I mean, if you're a foodie, you want to go somewhere and try something new. You don't specifically need to like everything, but you want to try something that you haven't tried before. So at this pop-up, as well as at Soda Bottle Opener Wala Powai, you will get to try some ingredients that somehow you have never tried before. I don't understand how that is possible, but I'm glad to be the first one to do it.
And how does food and spirituality come together? I know you're an amazing, I mean, very few people know the different facets of you. I mean, the focus that you have on yoga and, you know, how you have practiced almost all different forms of yoga in probably the truest methods. What is food and spirituality and how was it coming up from your yoga practice and how did that happen?
Yoga is something I very much advertise. To me, it's reasonably new in terms of I've just done an instruction course. I went for a camp for more than a month, 200 hours of study with this amazing teacher called Dr. Venkis, and was very glad to have him as a teacher. So I'm an instructor now in 5 styles of yoga, thanks to him. And that's one thing I think, I mean, this is India. Yoga started in India. You have to own it. You have to experience it. It's magic. And when it comes to spirituality and food, to me, everything is spiritual. And food is very important because you consume it. It gives you nutrition. It becomes you. There is energy that becomes a part of you from inside. It's not just nutrition and fuel. It's energy on many, many levels. So the things that I try and do, I do spirituality and food workshops. The thing I try and explain to everyone, or at least inspire them to do, is to connect with your food, connect with your body. Now, we're too used to watching TV and eating, being on mobile and eating, you know, doing everything else along with eating, which kind of defies the purpose. Just take that 5 minutes, connect to your food. Irrespective of whether you're eating veg or non-veg, what you're eating has had life, and that needs to be respected. So you need to bless your food. You need to be thankful about it. Feel the prana it felt, you know, the sun, the water, the minerals. And you might think these things are not important, but they are. I mean, let's me talk about a little bit scientific side of it. Now, if you do research, if you are in a good mood, if you're thinking a certain way, your body does create hormones all the time. You're a chemical machine at all the time. So naturally, if you're in a good mood, you're paying attention to your food, connecting with it. It helps your digestion because your hormones are in a good shape. I mean, everything that happens tells you, oh, because of stress, this happened. Stress hormone caused that. Stress caused this. Well, don't have stress. And the time you eat is one time that irrespective you need to shut down. You need to shut down, pay attention to your food, connect with it. You will listen to your body. Somebody's food is another person's poison. So you have to listen to your body, what is good for you. All my workshops are called Power of You, because I'm not trying to give people fish. I'm trying to teach them how to fish. What I do, like, people look at me and say, oh, how can you eat so much and look like this? You're blessed. Hello. My body works exactly like your body. I'm made of the same stuff. How is it that I can do it and you cannot do it? You can. You just think you cannot. That's the start of everything. So everything that I try and teach in whatever I do is all about you, power of you. If I can do it, so can you. And if you just connect to yourself, your body will talk to you. Your mind can be under your control. Your outside world is a reflection of your inside. We give our power away all the time. This one made me do that. That one made me feel bad. This one said this. There's nothing but you, and there's nothing but you that is important. So take your power back. Take responsibility. If you do not like what you see outside, if you do not like your life, please understand you are creating it. And if you love it, appreciate yourself. When you do something good, appreciate yourself. When you do something bad, hey, I did that. Don't do it again. So all of the stuff that I do is connected with spirituality, and I've discovered that food is an extremely strong part. And because I create holistic food, or I do things which scientifically I can back, people then listen a little more. And then within that, when I share the energy talk, all I'm doing is reminding them of what they know. I'm not teaching anybody anything. I'm inspiring them to remember what they know.
So you've had this amazing journey of so many years, you know, of so many experiences, coming, you know, traveling all over the world, meeting, you know, probably a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What are the 10 things that, you know, a couple of things that you wish you could be able to tell a younger you, which you didn't know at that time? You know, maybe it may be spiritual, it may be, you know, physical, mental, but, you know, things which people, if you had to kind of guide a younger sister or a younger friend of yours, mm-hmm. how they should, what they should do, what are the 5 or 10 things you would like to tell them?
That's a beautiful question and a very strong question. I would really need to think about this a little more if I wanted to be more precise. But off the top of my head, I think one thing I would tell my younger self or younger people is that a lot of things that are a part of our teaching and collective consciousness ain't true. So it's much better that you keep your mind open with wonder than you close it with belief. So it's try and keep an open mind, first of all. Understand it's better not to know anything and understand more. So that would be one thing that I would definitely tell myself, that not to work so hard. I know this really sounds crazy, but life is not about working hard. Life is about understanding how energy works and then mobilizing it to your direction and the way you want. And you can create anything you want. You don't really have to do it outside of yourself. Work within yourself energetically. Universe knows better than you how to bring it to you. And right now, that stuff that I am doing is teaching all the stuff that I wish somebody had taught me when I was 15. And that is why I'm so passionate about it. Because, yes, I mean, I have my friends who say, oh my God, you know, you're ungrateful. You've done so much and you're still saying it's not enough. But hello, you can do more, and nothing is ever enough. In this world, you will never get it wrong and you will never get it done. So this is the nature of our reality. It is a place you have come over here like a virtual reality to play, to have fun, to get an experience. That is why you're here. So treat it like that. And I also would love to share with younger generation to understand the stuff that I'm talking about. There's a hell of a lot of material on it. I wish I could talk a little longer, but basically take your power back. Everything begins and ends with you. Nobody knows better than you what's good for you and what's bad for you. If something makes you feel bad, pay attention to your thoughts. If something makes you feel good, think more of it. And if you understand that the controls are entirely in your hand, you will take responsibility, you will take control, you will create what you want. So don't wait, create.
So what's the one thing, one action that a person can take tomorrow, mm-hmm. which would kind of change your life, or which you would, which any kind of action, you know, any kind of absolutely physical or mental action, real action?
There is one thing, actually I would like to say the same thing in three parts. Now, this I do constantly myself, and I am no saint. You fall down, you again get up, you correct yourself constantly. So this work is about being consistent in it. So number one, go a few days without complaining even once. And if you start paying attention and you tell people around you to remind you, because we don't realize how much we complain. And the focus to what you're complaining about is drawing more of that towards you. So even if you just went for a week, I challenge you to go 5 hours at the start. It was hard. I used to catch myself every 10 minutes finding something wrong with something. And that is where you're putting your focus, because I wanted to be a perfectionist. So if you're like that, it's a dumb thing. Perfection is only in a moment. If you're perfect, you're dead. You know, so go like a week without complaining. Tell everybody around you that if I complain, remind me. And when you start catching yourself and not allowing, now if the second step, you can turn that into another thought, like anything that makes you feel bad, you try. If you can't think of it realistically, try and imagine it different. That's good enough. Scientists have found out that whether if you truly could imagine your finger being burned and it being burned, your body creates the same chemicals. So your body doesn't know the difference between what you're imagining and what's actually happening when you really truly feel it. So when you understand that, you start paying attention to your thoughts. So go sometime without complaining. Try and turn that particular situation and focus on the opposite the way you want it. And you just do this for 3 days, 7 days. That's enough for you to see how it starts affecting outside. And another thing is stop blaming others. If you're having disputes with somebody, let your first bout of energy go towards how I can make this better. Whereas a lot of times we are, first thing we do is whose fault it is. First, we are discussing and dissecting whose fault it is before we even put energy into correcting it. Put that first bout of energy to how you can make that situation better for the highest good of all. These three things, if you can just practice 21 days, you'll create neural pathways in your head that are new, and automatically you will train your autonomic system to respond in a certain way to a certain thing. And believe me, you will see, I'm saying 21 days, you will see changes in a matter of just few days. You already see it. And when you see those, appreciate yourself. Hey, I did that.
Wow, Anaida, I think that's a lot of action and a lot of thought for everybody listening. So thank you so much for taking out the time. And I think it's going to change a lot of people's life. So all the best for the future.
Thank you so much. And I want to compliment you for the fact that actually when we had this interview the first time, you were one of the first people who was doing things in this sphere. And I think what you're doing is absolutely commendable, because more people hear this, more people get infected with happiness, the better. So I consider you a light worker, and I appreciate that a lot.
Thank you, Anaida. That's really nice of you today. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Anaida. That was an amazing conversation. And if you like this, you can give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Thank you, Atharva Marcom, India's leading public relations firm, for all the support. You can reach out to us by email at tandurust@gmail.com. See you next time. Stay healthy. Keep moving.